This is the 456th episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast, the podcast from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that gives you everything you need to know about the Atlanta Falcons. I'm D. Orlando Ledbetter, the Falcons beat reporter for the AJC. And today we're going to discuss the pro prospects of Quintez Stiggers, a local prospect from Atlanta who went to the Canadian Football League and became the Rookie of the Year. We'll also get on the reports from Georgia's Pro Day by Mike Griffith and the Georgia Tech Pro Day from Chad Bishop. If you're listening to us for the first time, please make sure to follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Bowtie Chronicles from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, today we'd like to welcome our special guest, Branson Wright, formerly of the Cleveland Plain Dealer and now a filmmaker in Cleveland for Branson Wright Films. We're going to discuss his latest project, which has a Atlanta tie. Quintez Stiggers was a cornerback coming out of Best Academy, lightly recruited, but now he's figured out his way to make it to the NFL draft. It's a circuitous route, a touching story, a loving mom who was looking out for her son who was battling through some tough times here. And we're going to look at his story today with Branson Wright. And then we're going to hear from Mr. Stiggers and from his agent, Fred Lyles. But without further ado, here's our good friend, Branson Wright. Branson Wright Films out of Cleveland, Ohio. Branson, glad to have you on the show today. Tell the folks a little bit about yourself and your work portfolio these days.
Wow. So thanks for that intro. Can do it myself. Thanks, first of all, for having me on, Darryl. I appreciate it. Been a sports writer for nearly 30 years. Got laid off from the Cleveland Plain Dealer during the pandemic in 2020. Probably 10 years prior to that, I began in the space of being a filmmaker. So right now, I freelance for ESPN's Anscape, and I'm a filmmaker with documentaries, including Women of Troy, that's on streaming on HBO Max. Believe Land, which was an ESPN 30 for 30, was one of the co-producers. And King of the Block, which is on Amazon Prime and Apple TV. Documentary on the high school football rivalry between Cincinnati Molar and Cincinnati Princeton.
All right. Thank you so much, Branson. And y'all started back in the sports department of the Cincinnati Enquirer taking scores for the greatest prep writer in the land. No, he went on to do his own thing, and he left out. He covered the Cavs during the LeBron era and so forth. But, hey, let's get to it today. Branson, let's talk about, it's a great story developing here in Atlanta, a draft story. We were able to write about it in December, about Quintez Stiggers, who went to the Canadian Football League and became the Rookie of the Year there. And, you know, is now in position to be drafted by one of the NFL teams. It wasn't that simple. It's been a long road for him. But, you know, and I wrote about it in December. But tell us about your story that appeared on Anscape and about the documentary that you have a role in that they're working on now about Mr. Stiggers.
Well, a certain sports writer from a certain newspaper in a certain city in the South tipped me off about Quantes Stiggers, which is an incredible story in itself.
I wonder who that was.
Yeah, I wonder too. real close to me. And Darryl, as you know, quite often you run into stories that we say that it writes themselves. We just turn on the computer and it magically writes itself. And the story on Quantes Stiggers definitely fits that category. So you have a young man that wasn't highly recruited out of Best Academy there in Atlanta. I believe there was less than or about 30 players on the football team. Didn't have a lot of college football offers. Had a track offer at Lane College in Tennessee, in HBCU. But prior to high school ending for him, in fact, February of his senior year, his father was in a terrible one-car accident, left him in a coma, tragedy for the family. But Stiggers managed to get through high school. Ended up going to Lane College, but before really getting started, his father passed away. Didn't end up playing football that year, dropped out of school, state of depression, you know, went into the workforce. But his mother still had the dream for him to play football, and she signed him up for the 7-on-7 football league, indoor football league, made the team, did very well, did well enough where one of the coaches inquired in the Canadian Football League, the Toronto Argonauts, to give him a tryout. Not only did he try out, he made the team, became a starter, was Defensive Rookie of the Year for the league, and the NFL made a special, I won't say a special rule, but maybe a concession. Instead of him being a free agent, they allowed him to be eligible for his draft class, which is this year. So he went to the East-West Shrine Game, did very well. And as you know, Darryl, you were at his pro day last week in Atlanta. All but three teams were there, did very well there. And on my part, working on a documentary with the executive producer, Chris Suri, we've been following him since the East-West Shrine Game. We were there last week doing some filming of his pro day, and we're going to be with him up until he makes a team and continues to do well.
Awesome. Awesome. Now I'm hearing that, you know, he'll get drafted. He's going to get drafted. Somebody's going to want him in their camp at the very least. They don't want to get into a bidding war if he doesn't get drafted. So that's the back of the draft, and sixth or seventh. But, you know, another source said he could probably go as high as the third or the fourth. So does it make the documentary, does it matter where it goes for this documentary?
Well, yes.
Higher the better or no?
Yes, because we're going to film the draft. So we hope he gets drafted. The sooner the better will be good for what we're trying to do. But in terms of for Stiggers, as long as he gets an opportunity in the NFL, whether that's third, fourth round, sixth, seventh round, or free agent. But personally, and as far as our selfishly for the documentary, the earlier he gets drafted, the better.
And what were your impressions? Did you meet the mom? I failed to meet her at the pro day, too. I was focused on the football part and forgot about the human part.
Yeah, we talked quite a bit over the phone when we were in pre-production, putting this story together. Talked to her quite often at length. Wonderful lady. And, you know, she, as any mother, being concerned about their son, because it was a state of depression when his father died. And she was all for his well-being. And because of her, I think that's why his football dreams are still alive, because he was ready to give it up and just continue to be in the workforce and just leave football by the wayside. But because of mom, you know, it's funny, Darryl, she didn't ask him to try out or should he look in it. She signed him up, so he didn't have a choice.
Right.
He had to try out. So, you know.
He was like, get out the house, boy.
Exactly. So kudos to moms for that.
Yeah, no doubt. And for our people here in Atlanta, the King of the Block documentaries out there, you know, that's Moeller and Cincinnati, Princeton. And, you know, for us, we're going to translate that here. That's Parkwood and Brookwood. That's Parkview and Brookwood for us. That would be the big rivalries during the, you know, I know Parkwood, Parkview is falling on hard times. But, you know, that would be that rivalry here. And then, you know, comparison for our Southern and Northern comparisons, it would be Massillon High for Ohio versus Valdosta for Georgia. So those are some story football programs, parallels for some of our listeners here. And then Best Academy would be your Cape Academy, Branson.
Oh, yes.
You remember Cape with Carlos Snow and Vinny Clark. You know, small school, small team, but still good players. So that's where we're at here. You know, just comparing some of the football infrastructure here that we're talking about here today. So, you know, when you are putting together a documentary like that, how much, you know, research is involved?
Oh, a lot of research, just as if you're doing a big feature story, you know, for the newspaper. It's about getting as much information as you can. And that, you know, same thing with the documentary. And as you know, Daryl, even when doing stories, just because you interview somebody doesn't mean they're going to get into the paper. And the same thing with a documentary, just because I interview somebody before the camera's on doesn't mean we're going to put you on the camera, but you still are important because you're providing some information pertaining to the story. So a lot of research is involved even before the cameras come on. And, you know, fortunately, the way we were trained in newspapers to be reporters, I think it's helped in my transition of doing documentaries.
Yeah, no doubt. I talked to them people for, I don't know, about 2 hours for the Michael Vick documentary. I didn't make the cut room floor.
hey, but your information was valuable. Yeah.
I didn't have it. They wanted the picture of the Bad News Kennel picture. And I don't know where it went. It wasn't, you know, in our ownership, but we, you know, had access to it at one point. And then, you know, with your King of the Block, I thought I was going to be all over that one. We talked about that one so much. But I think you put one of my stories on there. So I was able to freeze frame that one and keep it moving. But how will the projects up in the air? How will y'all try to land this plane? You know, I guess the draft's coming up, pro day's over. He's got personal visits. Will y'all be able to go to some of those? Or, you know, how will you all land the plane? When could folks be ready to see the documentary of Quintez Stigers' path to the special journey to the draft?
Well, we're hoping to. I mean, you know how NFL teams are. They're so secretive. And we've talked to a few teams about going on his visits, but they're sort of hesitant. But we're keeping our fingers crossed that at least one of these teams will at least open something up for us during his visits. And from here, it's the draft. Following him during the draft, at his draft party in Atlanta, I'll be in Detroit getting reactions from the teams and the fans in Detroit during the draft. And we want to lead up right into training camp, whatever team he goes to, having our cameras there in training camp, hopefully during the preseason, following him there. So it just all depends on what access that we can get. And the doors is wide open as far as a Netflix or an Amazon or ESPN or NFL Network. You know, we want to talk to everybody to get an opportunity to partner with somebody to show this great film.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, before we let you get out of here, we got to do some Browns Falcons talk.
We do.
Yeah. It was the 2-year anniversary of the Browns getting Deshaun Watson and beating out the Falcons there a couple days ago. And so we put out online, it's like, hey, did the Falcons win or did they lose the Deshaun Watson Derby? And I know Cleveland's hotbed. Things haven't gone that well for what Deshaun there. Flacco led him to the playoffs this year. But just how's the Deshaun Watson deal working out? Cleveland got 3 years left on that guaranteed contract. And I know the fans are upset that Pittsburgh was able to get Little Russ and Justin Fields in the NFC North. So fill us in on the land and Deshaun Watson.
Well, I mean, you're right. There is some disappointment, but the disappointment has been everything that has happened, with the latest being the injury. So if I can give it a grade, I would give it an incomplete. So we're going to see this coming season. If there's an injury or he's not, doesn't play well, then I would say, then Atlanta, thank goodness that he didn't come there in a deal. But if he does play well as expected and as hoped for, then it's all good for Cleveland. But we'll see when it comes this fall. Oh, and let me tell you this. Mary Kay had a story out today that Watson is throwing today for the first time after his surgery.
Awesome, awesome. He's probably down here somewhere. I'll have to catch up with his coach and see what's going on. Also, hey, last thing. Hey, y'all got our favorite quarterback in the league. Me and Cunningham love Jameis Winston. They gonna get in the game, throw four touchdowns and four interceptions. But hey, what a dude, man. Was the Cleveland receptive? They as excited as I am about getting Jameis Winston.
Not yet. I mean, it's still this word about Watson and what's gonna go on there as far as his health. But as we get closer to the season and they get into training camp, I'm looking forward to meeting him. I've heard some good things about him, as you just said. And more importantly, at least in the preseason, I definitely will see him on the field. They don't hope to see him during the regular season because that means Watson's not playing well or he's been hurt. But if anything like that happens, you know, then Winston will be the guy.
Yeah, no doubt. And I want to get on my they don't let quarterbacks develop horse real quick. You see how fast they flip through the class of 21. And then you see how Geno Smith comes back later on in his career and he's fine. He's got the physical tools, but now he knows what he's doing. And, he was never allowed to develop. You know, now we'll see if Sam Darnold looks like he's going to get another shot. Baker Mayfield goes, you know, jumps around, gets kicked out of Cleveland. And we were celebrating that. And so he salvages his career, looks like, in Tampa. So, you know, Trey Lance, I don't know about Zach Wilson. I don't think he's going to make it. But the key is, hey, you can't just draft these kids and throw them out there. They got to develop. Look at Jordan Love. Green Bay's like the only franchise that has gotten it right over the last couple decades, and they did it two times the same way. And it's they look like they're ready to be contenders again in the NFC. Hey, so with that, Branson, tell everybody where they can find your good work. You forgot about the Dwight Anderson documentary that's out there too.
Oh, so yeah, tell about I did. That. Yeah, Dwight Anderson documentary, my first one. It's on YouTube. You go to Branson Wright. All my social media is under my name, Branson Wright. You can, you know, see films, upcoming films, some old films, and some of my current articles.
All right. And I can't let you go, you know, because we were both at Cincinnati when Coach Huggins first got started. And, you know, so we, you know, Bearcats aren't in the we're in the NIT today. My Howard Bison play in the big play-in game today against Wagner.
They're going to win, too. They're going to win.
All right. Good deal.
Yes.
Give our listeners your final four. They don't want mine.
Wow.
They're probably wrong.
Wow. You know, I can't do it yet.
Have you did your bracket yet?
No, I usually wait till the last minute. I actually wait till Thursday morning.
You doing all diligent, waiting for injuries and stuff.
Right. I want to get word of what's going on. But yeah, I'm a last minute thing.
Okay, I didn't do all that research. I didn't watch that much basketball this year. But I'm gonna give them my final four, and we're gonna let you go.
Hey, we're doing a women's bracket.
Yeah, I haven't gotten that advanced yet. I'm going to work on that later today. Yeah,
which is
I got UConn and North Carolina. UConn out the east, North Carolina out the west, Tennessee out of the Midwest, and I got an all blue blood final, Kentucky out of the south. But then I got Kentucky beating Tennessee. Oh, and the all SEC battle, and then UConn beating North Carolina. Then I got Kentucky winning. So there you go.
Oh, wow. That's good.
I got another bracket with Houston winning, but I know that one's too wild, so I won't even share that one. That's probably the good bracket that's going to win and maybe bring home some money for the Let Better Foundation.
Well, you know, there's always upsets. So, you know, I think I would lean more toward your Houston than the Blue Bloods. I mean, it's rare.
Right.
When all the Blue Bloods make the final.
Yeah,
four,
all the Blue
rare.
Bloods never get through. And then you got to pick a couple 12-5s. We learned that because Xavier would always get somebody as a 12 back in the day. Well, as you can tell, me and Branson go back quite a ways. And he had my dream job at one point covering the Cleveland Cavaliers with LeBron James. I grew up watching Austin Carr and Bingo Smith and all those guys. And my poor customers on the paper route, they wouldn't get their paper until I finished reading the sports section. Give my update on Jim Jones and the rest of the fellas and Jimmy Clemens and how they did, because I couldn't stay up late listening to the radio. Well, we want to thank you, Branson, and we'll certainly stay linked up and in touch with you as the project unfolds, and let our listeners here at the Bowtie Chronicles know how to follow the Quintez Stigger story on your platforms and ours. So with that, we're going to take a break. This is the Bowtie Chronicles from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
In Atlanta, one voice has stood out for over four decades. An AJC original, The Monica Pearson Show.
Let's talk about how you got to ESPN.
Revealing interviews.
You are known as America's doctor, but I want to know who you were before that.
When you have a different name, you have different color skin, it can be tough.
With Atlanta's most famous faces as you've never seen them before.
I'm telling my story. This is the American dream.
The Monica Pearson Show, streaming now on AJC.com.
All right, we're back here at the Bowtie Chronicles podcast, and we're excited to announce a great deal for Greater Atlanta. For a limited time, subscribe, and you'll get digital access to the AJC for just $1.99 per week for life, as long as you keep your subscription. You have access to the substance and soul of the South, including breaking news and in-depth investigations, food, sports, business, and more from AJC.com. Every day, for the rest of your life, subscribe now by going to AJC.com/start. That's AJC.com/start to take advantage of the South's biggest deal. This is for new subscribers only. All right, we discussed Mr. Stiggers. Now it's time to hear from him. We went to his pro day at Best Academy last Friday. 29 of 32 teams were there. I talked to one assistant GM, high-ranking official. Not disparaging anybody, but he could have went to Georgia Tech or Kennesaw State. But he sent other people from his staff to those two, and he came to the Stiggers tryout. So here is Quintez Stiggers, Best Academy, Toronto Argonauts of the CFL, the reigning CFL Rookie of the Year. How did you feel everything went for your day?
Overall, I had a good pro day. Mm-hmm. I don't know my numbers yet. My trainers won't tell me, but mm-hmm. I feel like I had a good day.
Uh-huh. And what was your mindset in that, you know, getting prepared and making sure you was able to you know, show them their best self today?
Today was just to remove the question mark that everybody had on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not having no college experience, not having that much football experience, but can play at the highest level. So just coming out here, removing that question mark.
Mm-hmm. And what was it like at the East-West Shrine game when you did get to go up against collegiate competition?
It was easy.
In practice.
It was easy, but, you know, those guys put in work in each and every day. Felt like I competed with some of the best athletes in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also a blessing to be there.
Mm-hmm. And what's some of the feedback the scouts have been telling you? It looked like every team was here just about.
Yep. I'll be in contact. I mean, that's always mm-hmm. good to be in contact.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, overall, I feel like I had a pretty good day. I feel like mm-hmm. I feel like I improved my draft stock today.
Mm-hmm. And do you, will it be interviews from now, or they try to do private workouts? Do you have any of that kind of stuff set up?
I got a couple top 30 visits set up.
Okay.
Hopefully I have some more rolling in after this wonderful pro day.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Fred Lyles, my agent, man. You know, shout out to the whole Best Academy community for supporting me on this journey.
Mm-hmm. And now, was it March 4th, 15th? You got kind of like 6 weeks in here. Before the draft, what do you try to maximize that? How do you want to maximize that time? I guess you have visits and maybe some workouts in there.
Most definitely, I'm going to be top 30 visits, staying in shape. You know, just continue to go to church and pray about everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I got a 4:42 on your first 40. They say you didn't rest, and the second one might not have been as good. But would that be a good time for you, you think?
All it takes is one.
Uh-huh.
All it takes is one.
Uh-huh. Is that a good one? That's a good one. That's a good 40 time.
Yep.
And the 10.8 on the broad jump, is that pretty good? Or you?
Yeah, so
gotta tell you.
This whole week I was 10.3, 10.4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that adrenaline probably kicked in and I mm-hmm. tried to jump out the gym.
Uh-huh. And where did you grow up watching the Falcons? I know they need cornerbacks.
Tell them come get me. Yeah, I grew up like right up the street.
Right around the corner here?
Yep.
Uh-huh. And so did you watch them? Or, you know, that was Michael Vick, so they were pretty good.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan time.
So. I didn't watch them, but I remember, like, Roddy White and there was another running back.
Michael Turner,
yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're back here. And that it was a good workout. We had a story on AJC.com. You can dig that up for our subscribers. Just put in Stiggers, AJC.com, Pro Day. And it should come up for you. I overlapped his numbers with the numbers from the kids at the combine. He's right in the middle of the pack of the cornerbacks. Now, it was told to me he's an outside corner. He's a little bigger. 204 was a little bigger. And, you know, some teams might try to move him to safety. Some teams might just put him in the slot. But he's an intriguing prospect. Ran a 4.42. So he's got the speed. And what they really liked was the movement skills. I didn't get too much into that in the story, but he had I need to go get the three cone time for y'all. But he flipped his hips. That's what they want to see with the cornerback. It's like, hey, if a guy gets past you, you got to flip your hips, then go catch up. And, you know, maybe make a play on the ball. And so if you can't do that, you don't have a shot. But he was able to do that. So that was Quantez Stiggers of Atlanta. Now, you know, one of our longtime supporters here at the Bowtie Chronicles podcast is his agent, Fred Lyles. And here is Fred on getting Stiggers into the East-West Shrine Bowl game.
It was a journey. It was a journey or not?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a journey. I put it like this. I've been around a long time, and I was fortunate enough to leverage relationships in order to get him in. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's when you have a young man that has traveled his journey every step along the way, he has to prove himself.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are trying to prove who he's not.
Yeah.
So it's a constant, even though he did well today, mm-hmm. it's still a constant grind. We got to get to the finish line on this thing.
Yeah.
And this is just yeah. one stop along the way.
So was the East-West roster already set and then he was an add-on?
But he wasn't on the East-West radar because he played pro ball.
Right.
And
right.
usually you don't get professional guys
right.
able to play a college bowl game. That's the first time it ever happened like that.
Wow.
He had a pro helmet on in a college all-star game. So we had to get the NFL's permission in order for him to participate in the all-star game.
Right.
And then we were also talking with the Senior Bowl also. But, you know, he ended up in the East-West, so it all worked out.
All right. Well, we'd like to thank Fred for chatting with us. There's a lot of procedural rules with regards to the draft, the time, your age, the Canadians letting him out of his contract so he could chase his dream. So a lot's going on, a lot of moving parts. And, coming out of the pandemic, great story. Not the great part about his dad and the accident and so forth, but one of the mom trying to put her son back together and signing him up for that fan-controlled football league might have changed his life. Certainly, it's given him an opportunity to be drafted in the National Football League. Now, we generally hit the pro day circuit, but it's been so busy with the coach hiring, them waiting 11 days to introduce him, the Super Bowl, the combine, free agency. And so we kind of had to gather up a little bit. We missed the Clemson and South Carolina last week, but we were able to get Mike Griffith went to Georgia, and we had our beat writer Chad Bishop at Georgia Tech's Pro Day. So we're just going to dial it into local this year. Alabama's Pro Day's on Wednesday, and I believe Auburn's on Friday. We might be able to get to that one. Then next week we will be at the owners' meeting. Sunday through Wednesday, we'll hear from coach and get some answers about this Kirk Cousins signing, the investigation, hopefully an injury update, some scheme updates, any position changes, D'Angelo Malone going back to outside linebacker. But hey, for right now, let's look at Georgia Tech's Pro Day report from our own very own Chad Bishop. There were over 8 former Yellow Jackets who worked out for Pro Scouts on Friday at the Brock Football Practice Facility. It was the program's annual Pro Day, and I like to go over there and meet with the coaches and so forth and talk to some of the players. That's my kind of one Georgia Tech contact, and I missed it this year. But maybe I'll get to a game this year. Tight ends Dylan Leonard and Luke Benson. Defensive backs Jalen King and Miles Sims. Wide receiver Dominic Blaylock. Linebacker Braylon Oliver. Offensive lineman Connor Scaglione. And running back Dante Smith. Participated in drills and measurements, strength exercises in hopes catching the eye of an NFL franchise. Now, you know, we knew the recruitings went down. They're bringing it back up. And some of the guys are, you know, probably just trying to get into camp here. And Leonard played in the Hula Bowl in Orlando on January 13th. Mike Smith coached down there in that one. He had a touchdown catch in that game. And he's 6'4", 240, graduated of Milton High. You know, Leonard, fellow Yellow Jackets, they started around 130, and they had scouts from 26 NFL teams and 2 Canadian football teams. Former Tech linebackers Charlie Thomas, now with the Browns, and Keon White, now with the New England Patriots, were present, too, along with current coaching staff and a handful of players and recruits. So that story's on AJC.com. They, had 8. Georgia had 13. Let's flip over to Mike Griffith's report from Athens. Their pro day was last Wednesday, and he wrote mostly about Ladd McConkey. He's trying to move into the first round. He continues to have a great pre-draft period. And he was one of 13 Bulldogs on hand Wednesday to work out and meet with 32. The NFL, everybody was there at Georgia for their whole so-called House of Pain, the Billy Payne indoor facility. So just a couple other things. First-round prospects Brock Bowers and Amarius Sims postponed their field work because of hamstring injuries. A lot of my time has been training for the 40. I'd rather be training for football, Bowers said Wednesday. It hurts, being on the sideline. I use hurts as my word. He used another word. It hurts being on the sideline watching. Okay, Mims had that great 40 time at the combine, so he's good. Bowers, they both plan to hold another pro day next month, which will be April before the draft. So they're going to be a double back thing for those two guys. Now, McConkey's, he's just crushing it. He crushed it at the combine. He crushed it on pro day. And so much so that Jim Nagy, Griffin got up with Jim, draft analyst and NFL scout, you know, director of the Senior Bowl is what he's known for. I don't know about this, but he said he compared McConkey to Los Angeles Rams receiver Cooper Kupp. Now, hey, if you get half of that, you good. You know, Cooper wasn't on a lot of people's radar either. But he said, this is Jim Nagy, and, you know, some self-service in here because he's, you know, he's director of the Senior Bowl, so and Ladd was one of his guys. Ladd has knocked the pre-draft process out of the park. He had an unbelievable week in Mobile getting open. Yeah, by all accounts, that's legit. Then he goes to the combine and runs a 4.3 40-yard dash. Then he shows up at Georgia's Pro Day and does everything the scouts there ask him to do. Ladd embraced the process and competed. Not everyone in his position group did that. Read Marvin Harrison Jr. And that will be a separator. That's not going to separate him from Marvin Harrison Jr., but you get the picture. They like when the guys do all the work and so forth. So McConkey was the big story out of the Georgia Pro Day. That's the one that I wanted to do had I went, but we reassigned it and shifted it over because that was the same night we had the Kirk Cousins preview press conference. Now, just to wrap it up, because we're not going to, we can't let it go by that they're not being reviewed, that the Falcons are not being reviewed for tampering in the Kirk Cousins case with regards to his contact with the trainer and the PR staff. It was done before the legal tampering period of 12 p.m. on Monday. The league wants to review all the contacts and all that and so forth. We use investigation in a couple stories, but I think, you know, review is what the league used. I don't think they're sending the former Secret Service officers to town to investigate in that regard. But it is they do want to. The tampering rules are in place and they are very serious. The most similar case would be a 2015 case of the Chiefs and Jeremy Maclin. That cost the Chiefs a couple draft picks, a third and a sixth round pick. So if the Falcons cooperate and there's not a big thing, maybe they don't lose the picks. Maybe they don't get fined. Maybe there's nothing at all. But usually when the league comes around, there's usually something that comes out of it in these tampering cases. So the Eagles are also on the clock for tampering in the Saquon Barkley signing. So we'll stay on top of that, and we'll address those issues with Coach Morris. If he's going to be the only person speaking at the owners' meeting, then he'll get that. And if it's not him, then Terry Fontenot will get it. And then certainly the owner will try to get to the bottom of the Falcons' side of the story, and maybe they get cleared before then. We'll see. But, yeah, there are some issues now. So with Cunningham the other day, is like, hey, the Falcons – are they having troubles following the rules? We had the injury thing last year with Bijan. The coach was like, it's nothing. It's going to blow away. Ended up getting fined $100,000. So I don't know if they're going to. They did a no comment on this one. It's like, hey, no comment. Hey, no comment. We don't have to follow the rules. Kind of sort of tone to it. And so, hey, we'll see how this one comes out. But I understand, you know, that the reviews, you know, when you get the red flag, they got to check it out. And that's what's going on in this case. So just to wrap it up here today, we had a special guest, Branson Wright. He's working on a documentary on a kid from Atlanta, Quintez Stiggers, who has a fascinating story and fascinating path to the NFL draft. We plan to be there and cover that one throughout. Then we checked in on the pro days. Even got a couple tournament tips for you. Then we checked in on the pro days, a review of the pro days at Georgia and Georgia Tech. So with that, we're going to ask you to take care and have a great rest of your week.
The AJC's trusted veteran political voices, Greg Bluestein, Patricia Murphy, Tia Mitchell, and Bill Nigut are the essential source for Georgia politics. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Politically Georgia. Sign up for the newsletter, download the podcast, subscribe to the AJC.
Hip-hop is a product of black people. It's a product of black song and celebration.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution presents
hip-hop's most pulled elements are pulled from the South.
A Southern hip-hop story.
We always go back to that moment of the Source Awards.
Everybody wants your rhythm, but they don't want your blues.
The biggest names in hip-hop.
Atlanta is still the mecca for hip-hop.
50 years.
No one can deny.
One film.
The power of the South now.
The South got something to say. Streaming now at AJC.com/hip-hop.